You can't blame Linda Moyles for being in the Valentine's Day spirit a little early. The Sandy Cove Acres resident has been volunteering as part of the South Simcoe Police Service Caring with Cards and Carnations campaign for the last 3 years. Each time, she helps sort through thousands of kindness cards, created by local students from the Simcoe County and Simcoe Muskoka Catholic District School Boards for distribution to seniors in Bradford West Gwillimbury and Innisfil. This year, cards were packaged with either a carnation donated by Lavender Floral or Linda's Floral Designs, or one of over 1,230 hearts hand-knitted by Helena Koch, then taken to 150 homes in Bradford and more than 1,230 residences in Innisfil on Wednesday and Thursday, respectively. The first year we did it, the pictures, residents, posted on our Sandy Cove Facebook page were absolutely amazing. Last year, again, the pictures were amazing, said Moyles, flanked by her husband Ted, as about 20 people worked to sort the packages for distribution at the Cove Cafe yesterday. It just warms my heart, especially today, with the weather being the way it is. I don't think they're going to expect it. They're going to be shocked when they open their doors to see a bag. This is something special. This program establishes an important connection between the region's youth and its older adults. We're putting a happy smile on their faces, said Special Constable Elizabeth Ashwanden, who founded the program in 2019. It's great. It's so worth it. It's growing every year. In total, there were 3,700 cards created during this iteration of the campaign. Any remaining ones will be given out to local retirement homes and Legion members, she said. The packages were distributed by South Simcoe Police Service members and auxiliary officers, along with community volunteers and organizations including Innisfil Fire and Rescue Services, Contact Community Services, Bradford West Gwillimbury Seniors Association, Holland Gardens, and the Eldon. I know the seniors will really appreciate this, Innisfil Mayor Lynn Dolan said. I did it last year and it was really rewarding. I'm happy to be here again. South Simcoe Deputy Chief Cheryl Sutton thanked those who showed up to help despite the heavy snow. The weather's not as wonderful as we'd like it to be, but that just shows your dedication, she told the group. Moyles also noted the schools, specifically teachers, helped push students to get creative. The jokes this year, oh my, she said. It was all jokes. It was amazing. I sat and read them off to my husband. The stuff they come up with, it's all kindergarten to grade 8. They were amazing.